But first, to something that really has taken your fancy this week, Jason DeRosso.
It absolutely did. It's this new site called, it's a Tumblr site called Selfies at Funerals. Now, we've spoken about selfies before on this show. They're those ubiquitous self-portraits taken with smartphones usually. They're normally kind of taken with a triumphant pose. You're showing off maybe a new hairstyle or a new outfit. This site, Selfies at Funerals, has caught the media's attention because it's a collection of selfies taken predominantly by teenagers at funerals, and it's been described as the height of bad taste, but also it's rather funny as well, inadvertently so, I guess. Now, one shot in particular shows a boy smiling into the lens, and over the shoulder
in the background,
we can see the open coffin, and you can see his deceased grandmother. Oh. It's rather kind of unfortunate, really. It makes you think that half these selfies are innocent gaffes, but then again, they may also signal a deeper shift in online sensibilities.
Well, you've managed to track down the curator of this website, Selfies at Funerals. He's joining us now.
He is indeed on a cell phone from New York. His name is Jason Pfeiffer, and he's also senior editor at the business innovations magazine, Fast Company. Hi, Jason.
Oh, hey, thanks for having me.
Jason, what are you actually documenting here, do you think? Because as I say, these photos are offensive for some people. For other people, they're just kind of funny.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that for the kids who are taking them, they're probably something else entirely. They might be, like a sort of real expression of grief for them. It was funny how you described them as possibly a gaffe. And there are so many of them that you have to think that something more than just a sort of continuous, repetitive error is being made. I think that this is ultimately, every kid has a camera phone, and not just kid, everybody has a camera phone in their pocket at this point, and you have an urge, sort of feeling like a need to just document yourself everywhere you are, and I think that that extends to the places that we would have previously never thought to document ourselves.
So are you saying there's a kind of honesty about these pictures?
Oh, that's funny. I mean, perhaps. I hadn't really thought of it that way, but I suppose, every kid is at some point pretty bored in a funeral, and this is definitely their sharing to the world of that boredom. I don't think that necessarily this is an honesty, though I guess maybe it is, it's so much as it is an unfilteredness. I really think that kids, everybody, but kids in particular, are still trying to figure out what the boundaries are between what's worth sharing and what's not, and that still extends into fairly uncomfortable places.
Well, maybe there's also something in this of, that element online where, in terms of online culture and the way certainly it's developed with social media, that unless you post it, it kind of hasn't really happened. And this might extend to things like funerals. But I kind of mean that seriously too,
Yeah, I think that's a little true. I mean, how odd to think of it, right? Like, grandpa didn't die unless I took the selfie. But I think that kids do have a sense that they need to sort of mark that they were somewhere. It's the way that they share. It's the way that they tell each other about what they were doing. And they of course don't mean it to be as public as I've made it, right? It is public, and they posted it on social media for everybody to see, but their real intention was just to sort of show it to their friends, and they hadn't thought about how it's been kind of sitting there on the internet in perpetuity.
Mm. There is some kind of criticism, I guess, inherent in your Tumblr site, and one I feel myself. But I also wonder, is there anything actually wrong with these images at all? And I'm reminded of the Victorian era practice of the post-mortem photograph, and also of the artist Andre Serrano's photographic series. He's the guy who did that controversial Piss Christ work. But he also did a series called The Morgue of very... Well, they were described as classically beautiful photographs of dead people. I mean, maybe this is just a trajectory of a pre-existing tangent of art.
I think that could be entirely true, and the Victorian photos are something that I really thought about as I was putting this together. But, I'll tell you what I think the connection between the selfies and the Victorian photos, which are amazing, and if your listeners haven't seen them, you should just go Google, and it's like these photos of people with, dead mom propped up on a chair, and they're all taking photos with her. And, it was their exploration of use of a new technology, right? They were figuring out how to sort of cross-reference death with technology. And that's really the same thing that these kids are doing today. And just as I think when you look back at those Victorian photos and they just seem creepy and weird, the photo, the selfies today just feel kind of creepy and weird. Is it wrong? No, I don't necessarily think so. I mean, certainly a lot of people do. And the reaction, the dominant reaction to this site has been, oh, you stupid kids, you self-important kids. And I don't think it's that. I really try to not make the site come off as judgmental, though I realize it totally comes off as judgmental. But, I didn't write anything after.
Well, there are some pretty bizarre pictures. I mean, this one photo I saw of a particularly busty teenage girl in a bikini posing with her grandmother's ashes.
Having a day in the sun with Nana.
What's interesting about that is that, I mean, not all of them are actually pictures with corpses. They're often just on funeral day taking a picture of the outfit or whatever. And it strikes me that they're trying to almost take the edge off the emotion of the day by taking a photo of something that's almost banal, like, I'm at the funeral, but look at my hair. I'm at the funeral, but look at my outfit.
Right. That is totally true. And the selfie that I think reflects that the most is that girl who wrote something like, I love the way my hair looks, hate why I'm dressed up, because she's at a funeral.
Yeah, hash funeral.
Right, exactly. But, I had, when I made this, the first thing I did was just to send the link to a couple colleagues. And, one of them, who's a young guy, admitted that he had actually taken a selfie in the car on the way back from his grandpa's funeral. And he surmised that this could be a coping mechanism for kids. Exactly what you're saying, that it's sort of moving your mind and your focus off of the sort of somber event, and just kind of trying to capture something that might be a little more positive, like how your hair looks.
Yeah. I noticed there was a piece in Flavor Wire by Tyler Coates suggesting that maybe it's unfair to single out teenagers for this kind of perhaps narcissism. And in fact, over the weekend after the death of Lou Reed, that the amount of people posting their grief on social media was almost a kind of similar display of the performance of grief. And just because they weren't holding, this is what he says, just because they weren't posting a selfie holding a vinyl copy of Transformer doesn't mean it wasn't a tad bit self-serving. What do you reckon about that?
That's funny. I hadn't seen that. You know, it's true. I've made two Tumblrs that have really taken off that have both been primarily about kids taking photos at awkward or inappropriate moments. And
yes,
and
the other Tumblr was called Selfies in...
Serious Places.
Selfies in Serious Places, yeah. Both times people react to it thinking that it's a condemnation of millennials and their sort of self-servingness. And I honestly don't see it that way. I mean, I realize that it comes off that way, but I really don't see it that way. I do think that this generation just happens to be the generation that, grew up with this technology for the first time. And I think that had my parents' generation or my grandparents' generation been the generation that was given this technology when they were kids, they would have done similarly stupid and uncomfortable things. It's not about these kids. It's really just about youth and new uses of technology.
Well, it should also be noticed that you do give many of the people that you feature on both these sites the right of reply, and you've really started a conversation, I think.
Yeah, I really hope that I've done that. I did not have such pure intentions. My intentions were just to make something that was kind of funny and said something about internet culture, the way that people, might overstep the bounds. And I do really love that these Tumblrs start a kind of broader conversation about culture in general. And I think that's really healthy and good that we look at the way that people use technology and what they're tweeting out and think about what it says in a broader means. And when those kids started replying directly to me, which is not something that I anticipated or that I was originally asking for, but once they started doing it, I really felt a responsibility and obligation to just kind of let them say their piece, because people are making fun of them now. I guess I was making fun of them. But people are making fun of them, and I think that they have every right to be able to chime in as well, and they should do it on the site that everyone's looking at.
Well, Jason, you've certainly, along with these kids, made a fascinating contribution to the ongoing conversation of, yeah, of how we live online now. The site is Selfies at Funerals. Jason Pfeiffer, thanks for joining us on The List.
Thanks, Jason.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. Thanks so much.
Jason Pfeiffer, the curator of Selfies at Funerals and also senior editor at the business innovation magazine Fast Company.